Okay, so you were at the University of North Texas. What happened after that?
Well, after that, then I started working at my first job. Before I went to North Texas, I lived in Dallas, and I had an opportunity to interview at Teich's, which was then Teich-Gettinger, and that was back in the 60s. So I worked in the visual department at that time. I was hired as a trimmer in the display department, and I was responsible at that time for pulling fashion for all of the mannequins and for case display. So that was really my first introduction. I forgot about that.
That sounds like such a fascinating job, and I think the word trimmer maybe doesn't get used as often anymore. So what appealed to you about that job?
Well, I love having the experience of being able to go to the store and pull together fashion that, you know, all coordinated, and then be able to go into the departments and pull accessories that went with those garments. I guess it was kind of a make-believe world, and I enjoyed that part of it. Also early on, I enjoyed when we would come to Dallas with my mother and shop. I loved going through areas. I would like to tour and looking inside of clothes and seeing how well they were constructed. And one of my favorite designers was James Galanos, and I was quite impressed with the way that he had constructed garments. I also did a lot of my own sewing and deviated my patterns from the actual pattern and came up with my own designs, and I tried to put lace and different things inside of my garments because I love the way that that had been done in some of the couture garments.
Wow, it sounds like you were just a sponge absorbing information and inspiration from everywhere.
Well, and I think that was a lot of time I just stood by and watched and listened, and I learned so much coming from El Paso, Texas, which was not a true fashion world, to Dallas and being right in the middle of everything. I think I learned more by listening and watching than I did any other way.